Hello, everybody. So the news just came from Bangladesh a few hours ago, quite surprisingly, that Sheikh Hasina has fled. The Prime Minister for Bangladesh has ruled it for over 10 years, and that's not her first stint in office. So one of the founders of modern Bangladesh, a woman who's not too youthful. So there were massive demonstrations for a few weeks, and dozens of people were killed by the security forces, at least 90 on Sunday. What day is today? Today's Monday, so there's been a rising death toll, over 300 people killed in the last 3 weeks. And now that does seem a very high number, and it is a high number, but bear in mind Bangladesh has got about 230 million people. So if you come from a small country like me, is not as staggeringly high as you might first of all think. So she got an army helicopter, appears to India. The Indians gave permission to enter their airspace. There's a rumor that she's flown on to the United Kingdom. I don't know if that's true or not. There have been demonstrations in July because the descendants of those who fought for independence in 1971, they're favored for various government positions, like in the civil service. 30% of those places are reserved for them, which is discrimination against everybody else. So, well, cut a long story short, 1947, British India comes to an end. India's partitioned into Indian Pakistan. What was then called West Pakistan is now simply Pakistan. There was East Pakistan, which is now Bangladesh. So Bengali speaking, 80% Muslim. But anyway, they often felt severely discriminated against. And the official language of Pakistan was Urdu, which is spoken in West Pakistan, not East Pakistan, really. Now, when India was divided, some Muslims left India, went to the new Pakistan. Some of them went to East Pakistan, came from Bihar, and some of them were Urdu speaking. And so when there was an independence movement for Bangladesh, the Biharis who moved there often said, no, we identify as Pakistanis. Pakistan must remain united. And they often fought for Pakistan. Some were called Razakars, like volunteers. But anyway, Pakistan was defeated by the intervention of the Indians. And that's so Bangladesh became independent. Bengali speaking just means Bengali nation in their language. The Hindu community had been particularly savaged by the Pakistani army because the Hindu community didn't believe in the idea of Pakistan. Well, why would they, as is a homeland for Muslims? But anyway, they've got a lower fertility rate. Some of them have left and moved to India. They were up to 20% of the population. They're now only about 10%. But anyway, it's meant to be a secular state, but it's largely a Sharia state. But the country has been ruled by a duopoly of either the Awami League or the Bangladesh National Party. So Sheikh Mujibur Rahman, who led the country to independence in 1971, he was killed in an army coup a few years later. So it's between her and Khaleda Zia, these two women, a leader of rival parties. So she's been in office since 2009 this time, and it's not her first time she served as prime minister. So she had a fairly cordial relations with India. So thousands of people were marching on the prime minister's official residence, and the security forces couldn't contain the situation. So there she is, the daughter of Sheikh Mujibur Rahman. She has been driven into exile, and indeed the statue of her late father has been desecrated. So the army is forming a provisional government. I don't think this is a military coup, but there's a bit of a power vacuum. So it did seem unfair to discriminate against everybody else whose grandfather or grandmother didn't fight in 1971. And the Razakars and their descendants were particularly discriminated against. It was used as the foulest possible insult. And then some people who are Biharis, who moved from Bihar, India, to East Pakistan, as it then was in 1971, they were often discriminated against. They were denied Bangladeshi citizenship. They said, can we move to Pakistan? Remember, the late President Pervez Musharraf said he has a deeper sympathy for them, but Pakistan simply does not have the resources to help these people, which is actually not true, considering there are some very wealthy Pakistanis who managed to evade tax. Could they move back to India? So that they're really caught in a quandary. Did they say, okay, we're wrong, Bangladesh, please forgive us, and not be forgiven, or what? So people shouldn't be suffering, you know, over 50 years later for what their ancestors did and did not do. Goodness. So some people are elated that she's been kicked out. I mean, the Bangladeshi security services, they often kidnap dissidents and hold them in jail, incommunicado, things like that. As in, not when I say kidnap, I do mean that advisedly, not lawfully arrest. So They were spiraling violence. That's why she's been forced out. Is this going to make the situation better or worse? I can't really tell. It might make it worse. It could be even more anarchic. Who comes next? I just don't know. There could be a military dictatorship has happened before in Bangladesh. Or there could be new elections, a more popular leader, less discrimination, economic development. It's not a very wealthy country. There's a lot of textiles there. It was often affected severely by cyclones, Bangladesh. And Dhaka, the capital city of Osun, was voted one of the most unlivable cities in the world. It's incredibly crowded and polluted, and the traffic is like Carmageddon. So you can see why a lot of Bangladeshis want to emigrate. Particularly they've emigrated to the United Kingdom, a significant Bangladeshi community, especially in London, the East End of London, Brick Lane, Banglatown, as it's known as. That's it. Also, English is a co-official language. I don't see her making a comeback. I wonder, did the United Kingdom somehow give her what's the word, asylum? And the only reason she survived, I think it was the 1975 coup, is she happened to be abroad at the time. Now, is it her niece is a Labour MP for somewhere in London as well? So it could be a worrying situation. Could be worse if a junta is there. Will they end discrimination? I mean, I'm not sure, because some of the top brass said, well, we came from the Mukti Bahini, those Bangladeshi independence fighters trained in 1971 in India. And the fighting broke out probably, I suppose, in March 1971, when the Awami League actually won the elections in Pakistan, won all but one seat in East Pakistan, didn't even contest them in West Pakistan. East Pakistan had a slight majority of the population, sort of like 53% of the population. And there were obviously several parties. Well, not obviously, there were several parties in West Pakistan. So despite the Awami League being clearly the largest party, were not allowed to form a government or anything like that. And Mujibur Rahman had demanded serious autonomy, two separate currencies, and all that was refused, fighting on to December 1971. And then the Pakistani government, they agreed to the terms that had been offered earlier, but it was 9 months and many deaths too late for that, because I know no army behaves perfectly, particularly in a counterinsurgency situation, but I'm sorry to say the Pakistani army behaved egregiously badly, even taking that into account, with many atrocities and rape on a very wide scale. Not suggesting that every Pakistani soldier did this, by no means, or even the majority, but it was more than a few who actually did it or else colluded in it, or they were almost never disciplined for these crimes. So what will happen? Obviously, you want a government with public backing that can continue, solve some of the problems of poverty and development, make sure the economy is going to grow healthily. Services will be provided, and there will be security, and the people off the street, there won't be mass disorder and violence. And obviously, I'm completely in favor of peaceful protests, but a lot of this went further, was violence. Now, in fairness to security forces, sometimes they're obliged to use force, which can even mean killing people, depending how bad the violence of the rioters is. But was that force excessive? It seems to me that it was, on at least some occasions. But I can't remember which judge said that detached reflection cannot be expected in the face of an uplifted knife. They might overreact. Anyway, thank you very much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Toodaloo.